Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Boner Factory Films.
Are you a fan of a good steamy movie? Boner Factory Films is pleased to bring you the next generation of cutting-edge entertainment. With our hot new summer cockbuster, Mighty Pork and Shower Rangers. And for you BBW fans, who could forget Ghostbusters, starring Melissa McCarthy in her greasiest and slimiest role yet. Trainiformers, Dark Side of the Poon. Optimus Dong will fall this summer. If you prefer ye old time, check out Assassin Seed. And go back to the Spanish Inquisition of Love. And who could forget our other video game films as well? Ratchet and Skank. And our new film, Holecraft. Because it's a movie of ogres clicking goddamn mouses all day long. Check us out. BonerFactoryFilms.com.
Once again, it's that time. Shit.
Way to go,
Lyle.
Shit.
Way to go, Lyle. My mic was on.
Shit, way to go, Brandon.
Yeah, way to go, all of us. Everything I've touched today is fucked.
You've kind of inadvertently fucked me because I just screwed the beginning up. I screwed the pooch on that shit.
Well, this whole episode's fucked. Podcast is over. See y'all later.
Rest in peace, good old gamers. Before we get started, why don't you tell them why we're having soundboard issues real quick?
Because I accidentally knocked my tablet off the table and busted it. Because everything I've touched today is fucked.
It's a big bag of shit.
Yeah, there is a fierce and unrelenting cuckolding upon me today. Pity me, my friend.
Spell pity here. Welcome back to the Good Old Gamers Podcast. It's episode 57, contrary to popular belief. We're joining you on Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm here as always with the inevitably, I'm going to fuck shit up, Brandon Gentry.
Go fuck yourself.
I have today. I feel like I've been fucked and left for dead. I'm very tired. I don't feel too lovely.
I hear you.
But anywho... Hey,
we're number one on podcast. We're number one retro gaming podcast, I should say.
Number one on Google Play Music, period. Yeah,
100%. But nah, we're the number one on retro gaming podcast on Google Play. So
thank you.
They just started their podcast service a couple weeks ago, and we're number one. So yay, keep it up. Spread the word.
Yes,
subscribe.
Please keep us in position.
This
would be nice.
Them firing this up's kind of like cleared out all the... It's allowed for a changing of the guard, you could say, because all the old school podcasts that's been around forever, they ain't got their... They're the same amount of weight that they had on here.
Yeah.
So now it's every man for himself. And we're taking the lead.
I'm not saying
we're better than them podcasts. We're just better than those podcasts.
Yeah. The people have spoken.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. But thank you all.
Yeah.
Continue to help keep us there. We would mucho, mucho appreciate it.
Yep.
Anywho, we're going to... kick it off with a little bit of news.
I'm definitely going to have to edit that
volume. Feel like I am deaf now.
Yep, I forgot I had turned that one up way up for the soundboard. But it doesn't need to be turned way up on your computer.
No, it doesn't. Huh?
I'll go back and change that volume.
My ears are bleeding.
So you, the listener, will not have bleeding ears like we did.
Thank goodness.
You might hear a little static and rattle off that, but that's about it.
Kojima Productions later last week unveiled their new logo, which is like a skull head inside of a helmet. Did you see it?
Yeah.
You
I
did?
I was 100% sure, but that had to do with anything, really.
Well, they announced that today. It's a new character for a game coming out named Ludens. Hmm. It is the first new character under Kojima Productions, his standalone company. And if anybody hasn't seen it, it pretty much looks like a... a skeleton head floating in a fucking alien, like the movie Alien, astronaut suit.
Okay.
It's kind of odd. Very, I don't know, looks like something Hideo Kojima, Hideo or whatever, would come up with. Cool. That's the new mascot as well for Kojima Productions. Do you want to say something?
Yeah.
Say it.
Another bit of news that's near and dear to our hearts. Zangief is now universally the worst character in Street Fighter V. He's the bottom of the tier in all tier lists. And,
I'm pretty sure his sweat massage parlor is the least favored one in the world,
too. You've
taken
your eye off the ball, Zangief. You've been so worried about taking revenge upon us turbo nerds that you've lost your game in Street Fighter.
You've put your eye on the wrong set of balls.
Yep.
Eyes, excuse me.
You spent one too many nights with Blanca.
Yep.
Now you got the green inferno's upon you. Oh shit! But yeah, Capcom removed his green hand move, which is the gap closer of his. So now he's just like big and slow and shitty, and he's never had any of the great moves. So they just made a shitty character shittier. So I call that karma, Zangief. I call that karma.
I do too. You can just suck it.
Yeah. Suckle gently upon thy scroat.
Very nice. Speaking of Capcom, there is rumors that they are going to unveil Resident Evil 7 at E3, and it's going to be a completely clean slate, like, start. And
reboot,
I think,
the whole series?
Possibly. They're also Capcom also announced that they want more completeness in their games, whether that means...
no alpha, silver, gold edition.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 15 editions of an edition. They said even if delays were to happen, though, they would be focusing more on completeness, which they're going to have to do if they want to stay relevant. I mean, when's the last time Capcom just made a game that kicked your ass, you know?
Yonoid.
Oh, well, I mean, I've had experiences past that. But.
Civilization VI has been announced to release October 21st.
I've seen that.
There's a cinematic trailer, and, you know, I guess it looks okay for cinematic trailers. I don't put any stock at all in a cinematic trailer. Because they're designed with one thing in mind, to sell you a product that they don't have yet to show you. Because if they had a product to show you, they wouldn't be showing you a cinematic trailer. Mm. But the Civilization games have all been pretty damn solid. So I'm looking forward to it. There's a couple of the new features they announced was expansive cities. You know, classically in the Civilization series, your cities took up one tile, and supposedly cities take up multiple tiles here as they grow. And some kind of active research, so you can boost your technological researches in different ways. I mean, there's always been ways you increase your research in those games, so I'm guessing this is something new that you couldn't do before. What you brewing up, Lyle?
I was trying to pull up a sound clip to support my next thing, but I can't find one.
Want, want.
Nintendo is talking about entering the movie business. I was trying to pull up a sound clip of Dennis Hopper going, "Plumbers! Plumbers and Goombas!" Oh, fucking shit. Mario the movie. You'd think they would learn their lesson.
Yeah, I think Boner Factory Films is going to cash in on that.
Dude, they sound like an hip happening company.
They are.
I'm going to buy some stock.
I can't wait to see Transformers Dark Side of the Poon.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped for Ratchet and Skank.
Yeah.
One, however, I'm not pumped or pleased for is Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I mean,
it sounded very bare bones.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's kind of surprising. I thought this was going to be like a, you know, super like pro-feminist movie, but apparently it's just like nothing but Slimer doing a bukkake on all the chicks.
Which I kind of want to see, but then again, I don't, because I would probably be a ghost myself after watching that, you know, from slitting my fucking wrists.
Yep. And and releasing all of your ectoplasm.
Yeah. All over you. All over your chest. I waited for this, and I didn't tell you earlier what the deal is, really, because I want your genuine reaction to this. Okay, speaking of video game movies, you know, they just also released the Assassin's Creed trailer.
Yes.
And it looks like fucking dog shit. Even though, yeah, I really like Michael Fassbender, I'm still just like, yawn, you know, fucking stupid. But they are making a Tetris movie, and it gets better. Tetris is going to be a three-part sci-fi thriller epic trilogy and has an $80 million budget.
What in the fuck?
Dead fucking serious.
Who's backing that for $80 million? Because I need to sell that guy some stuff. I got a lot of stuff that guy will pay me money for.
I'm trying to... I want to find the company. I want to say it's like a no-name company that's financing it. It's all over fucking Facebook. Yeah, right there it is, actually. Threshold Entertainment Group announced it secured the funding for the film set to begin filming in 2017 in China under a China-U.S. partnership between Seven Star Works and Threshold Entertainment.
Yeah, I need to contact this company.
$80 million budget.
They will apparently buy any idea you throw at them. We're going to fire up Boner Factory Films. I mean, why not?
I could see a very sexy movie about Tetris taking place.
Oh, yeah. You know, you just fit all the pieces in the slots.
Right.
Did you ever play, I think it's the PS2 game, the Tetris game on there? Has a fucking story mode and shit.
No.
And it's about, like, fucking aliens or some shit, and you gotta do the Tetris to kill them somehow. It was the worst fucking story ever.
I just don't understand how in the fuck you make a movie out of, like...
You don't. You don't.
That's like trying to make... You know, they make video game movies, and I'm fine with that, but, like... Puzzle video games don't seem like the best market for a fucking...
No, what's next? Bejeweled, the movie?
That's what I was thinking.
Candy Crush?
Puzzle Bobble, the movie. What's another? Yoshi's Cookie! Nintendo's first movie back, Yoshi's Cookie.
Oh, God, I can just imagine Dr. Mario. He like goes to see some kid and say, I'm sorry, Timmy, you have leukemia.
There's no pills I can give you for that. All I can give you is a radioactive mushroom. It's called a chemotherapy shroom. It demand not to work. That's fucking terrible. I'm garbage.
But not as much garbage as Tetris the movie.
Tetris the movie, yeah.
The trilogy. Holy shit.
Yeah, a trilogy. With an $80 million fucking dollar budget.
That's... Imagine they were like...
You know, the guy that created Tetris...
Oh, he died. Oh, shit.
Oh, we got a message. He is still alive, but...
Oh, I thought he died.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, I could be wrong.
They,
He didn't get shit, though.
No. Nintendo gave his fucking kids, like, Game Boys for Christmas.
Yeah.
They're like, thank you. You know, never mind that you programmed Tetris in, like, a fucking... war camp in Russia.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Made us our best-selling video game.
Here's fucking 2 Game Boys for your children.
And a sack of potatoes.
And a sack of potatoes. Because maybe a pint of vodka. Maybe. Other than that,
well, I guess more stupid shit news. Well, it's partially stupid shit news. Pokemon Sun and Moon's coming out November 18th this year. And the starters, they're the stupid shit. The starter Pokemon, of course, there's 3. The first one is probably the least stupid of the bunch, but it's still pretty stupid. It's Rowlet. It's an owl that's a grass flying type, which, to my knowledge, is that the first dual type starter? Like, the base Pokemon is dual type? So I know Charizard came flying and fire, but he didn't start that way.
I don't know.
I'm not 100%
sure.
Familiar.
This
one's grass and flying. It's an owl with like a big fucking leaf bow tie on it, and it's too cutesy looking and bullshit.
I didn't like what I've seen so far.
Then the fire one is Litten. It's a fire kitten, and that's about where that ends. And then the dumbest fucking one I've seen is Popplio. It is a fucking seal / clown / dog. It's the water type. It is a fucking horrifying, retarded mess. I fucking despise it.
What's its name again?
I think it's Popplio. It's Popplio. Or maybe it's Popplio. I don't fucking know.
What the fuck have you done with Pokemon?
I don't know. What's next? Fucking Pokemon breakfast and dinner? And
Pokemon fucking fingernail polish, Pokemon acetone?
Yeah.
So we sell out. Just what weird fucking
man?
Pokemon bacon and eggs.
I understand that they got to keep adding things to it, but at the same time, like, you got to figure something else out. You can't just keep pumping out the dumbest shit, bottom of the barrel ideas that your interns.
You
came
have
up with.
151 original Pokemon characters. Yeah, I mean, up to this point, you got like what 500. 600,
yeah,
something like
might
that.
Might be around 700.
You don't need
game.
To keep fucking creating, you know, new characters. Just take the old characters and make an interesting play mechanic and environment to put them in. You know, just people won't get tired. They obviously don't get tired of the Pokemon formula. And yeah. I don't think, like, well, fuck, I don't know how. I just counteracted everything I was going to say because I was just like, I don't, you know, but the element of catching new Pokemon is a big deal. So I guess
yeah,
they have
to
create.
Yeah, but at the same time, like the last time I played a Pokemon game, I think it was like Silver or Diamond and Pearl, something like that. And I don't know. I had the Pokemon I just caught them. I'm like, well, that was a waste of a Pokeball. You know, the most basic fucking item in the game, I felt like I wasted it on this stupid shit Pokemon that is completely fucking useless in all uses in the game. All I did is waste my fucking time and a little bit of my Pokebucks to catch the motherfucker. And it's just too many. It's Pokeinflation is what it is.
Very nice.
Do you got any more news?
Pillars of Eternity 2 will be happening.
Yeah.
If that's your thing. and Pokemon Go beta testing has apparently went live.
I saw that,
where you can apply for it anyways.
Yeah. Supposedly a perfect Donkey Kong score has been posted, by Wes Copeland. You know him, you gotta tell them motherfuckers to stop. Can you close out your Facebooks? Is that what's doing it?
Yeah. I'm getting, like, notifications on there. Like, questions. And I'm tagged in another post that was shared.
Let's close that shit. And we'll open it up when it's time for questions. Sorry, guys. We're working with, you know, new circumstances. Last-minute circumstances. Because
Brandon's Butterfingers fucking... destroyed his.
But yeah, Wes
thing.
Copeland, him and Robbie Layton have been kind of trading the world record on Donkey Kong the past few months to a year. And Wes Copeland, the other day, he posted a no death all the way up to the kill screen run of Donkey Kong. And it was 1.2 1.8 million was the score, and that's why he calls it a perfect run, because he didn't lose a single man the entire fucking game, which is fucking ridiculous.
That is fucking wild.
So, yeah.
Never mind.
He said he's retiring off that, because like, if somehow it was beaten, like that's he said he can't do anything better than that. That's his best. So.
Yeah, I mean, even the great Billy Mitchell's yet to do something like that. Nuh-uh. You know?
Nope. Billy and Steve Wiebe, they're never gonna go for that title again. I mean, even if this didn't happen,
what's her name? What was the other guy's name? Hank? Was it Hank Chen?
Something like that.
I think that was his name. I'm not sure. I wonder if he's still interested in.
But not now that that's done. Assuming that is the absolute maximum score you can get, which I'd be hard to believe that it was the maximum, but damn near. Next is going to be how fast can you do it?
Yeah.
If Wes did it in, 8 hours or so.
Shaving nanoseconds off of that shit.
Yep. So, the quest will never die to be the best at these games.
Sometimes you just got to stop, though.
Yeah. That quest has died in my heart a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. My heart is a desolate place. I guess that's it for news.
That's it for news. You could have lowered that volume, bro.
It's down.
Your face is down.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm sorry. God damn it, I'm sorry. You know what isn't sorry?
What's that?
Vault Games.
That's right.
You should go check them out.
Yeah, it's a mighty fine video game shop.
Their new location in Hanceville.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool place. Go down and see Mark. They got a wide selection. They got everything from NES, SNES, all the way up to the current gen stuff. If they don't have it, they can get it. I haven't been in there in a minute, just to be honest, so I'm not sure what's in the case.
Yeah,
not right now.
I feel bad because I haven't been there in a while because I just moved and I've had a hellacious list of things to do. And it's finally like starting to come to an end after this weekend. I'm getting my arcade cabinet wrapped up. And my daughter's birthday party is going to be over with. So I want to swing by there.
Yeah, we're definitely going to go check it out. You should go check them out. If they don't have something you're looking for, Mark's pretty good about finding that stuff. They have an Amazon store as well.
Yeah, amazon.com/shop/vaultgames.
Go check them out down at Vault.
I've noticed we've had quite a bit of link click-throughs on that on the site, so thank you all for checking them out.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to... Real quick, I was going to look their address up. I meant to make a note of it earlier, and I didn't, because I'm an idiot.
Well, we're both idiots.
918 Main Street, Northeast Hanceville, Alabama. If you're not from around here, that's what you can plug in to find it.
Yep.
Or you can give them a call at 256-735-4054.
And if it's just too far of a drive, check out their Amazon shop.
Yep. They're good people. They're good to work with. So definitely check them out. Support your mom and pop game store. That is key.
And like I've mentioned this before, if you look in their Amazon listings, they're usually one of the more detailed listings you can find on there. You'll see so many listings for games, like you don't know if it comes with a box, comes with a manual, if it's scratched, shit in back, or what. They usually have everything listed pretty damn good. So you know what you're getting from them.
Oh, yeah. And they inspect everything. So, I say this because I'm a member of a bunch of groups on Facebook, and I've been noticing just some... You know how when Ben Kenobi tells fucking Luke, he's like, you will never find a place full of more scum and villainy or whatever. Something like
villainy and scum.
Yeah.
A wretched hive of villainy and scum.
Well, a couple of these groups I'm on Facebook are like that. These people are just like...
They raw dog
fist
fucking
each other with razor blades. Like, sorry, that's so brash, but that's what they're doing. They don't do that. They have integrity, and I can't even tell integrity.
Yeah,
they inspect all their shit. You ain't got to run in a risk of getting a bunk-ass bogus cart or something. So that's good. Go check them out.
Yep.
Mark would be glad to have you down there. Okay. I'm not doing What's in Your Hands, and I'm not doing Arcade Arcana this week because we are 3 weeks away from the Southern Fried Game Room Expo 2016.
Yay!
So excited.
Which we are going to cover.
We are going to cover. We are happy to announce that we have been awarded media passes.
Yeah.
We do have media passes this year.
Which we had last year, but we were too dumb to claim.
We didn't know it until it was way over.
Yeah, it was like a last minute email, and I was too caught up in the trip to check an email. Because fuck emails on the trip.
What we're going to do, though, we're going to be going back this year, and we're going to be bringing you some in-depth shit. We're hopefully going to do some video, maybe do some interviews.
Yeah.
And we want the fan input on this as well. So what we're going to do for the next few weeks in my segment of this is we're going to just do the Road to Southern Fried Game Room Expo. Each week we're going to talk about something that they have coming up at this year's convention. We're not going to give it all away at once. That way you actually are forced to I mean, if you don't know how to... I'm not going to say that because if you know how to use a computer, you know, if you didn't know how to use a computer, how in the fuck are you listening to us? But, we're just going to start off real simple. June 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2016.
Mm-hmm. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta at the Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel. It's a huge hotel and convention center.
Supposedly bigger than the one last year, which was massive.
The one last year was quite large. I don't know if it's been a while since I've stayed in anything that kind of fancy.
Yeah. Well, they're probably got $30 Wi-Fi.
And $20 bottled Fiji. This year, though, they're doing all kinds of things. They're doing, of course, they have their arcade section, which is amazing. About 200.
Last I read, they were up to close to 150 total.
150.
Pins and arcades.
Arcades and pinball machines.
Which, you know, they still got some time to build up that roster.
They have a console area. Mm-hmm. They're going to have.
You can see some of mine and Lyle's consoles in there.
Indeed. What are you going to have on display
this year?
I'm going to
have my Commodore VIC-20 and my Sega Master System.
Very nice. I'm going to have my Intellivision, Aquarius, and Atari 400 there this year. And Sega Saturn, I think. He hit me with a wham bam, so.
Sweet.
We're going to have those on display. They have guest speakers. Me and Brandon met Walter Day. Our friend Joel West, that's how we met him last year, and we've actually kind of forged a pretty decent alliance with him. Billy Mitchell, we met the Billy Mitchell there. Mm-hmm. That was pretty interesting. There's tournaments, movie screenings, panels, all kinds of stuff. So I figure what we would do first is just talk about the speakers that's going to be there, because one thing... having media passes we have access to is we can actually do interviews with guests.
Yeah.
And that's something we were wanting to ask you as the fans. You know, check out these speakers that I'm going to name off so you have kind of a little bit of relevance who they are. And if you get a question that you want to ask them or want us to ask them, shoot it over to us.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. We're going to try to nab, like I said, some interviews
just
for
like
the podcast.
Just like we did with... Pints and Pixels, we're going to have a little section for user questions, so we'll fire them off.
Indeed. This year's guest speaker speakers, they're having Lance Guest, who is an actor. He appeared in everything from Halloween 2, but he's known in Jaws the Revenge, but he's known for The Last Starfighter, the main character. He's going to be there. John Kovalik, who I think is an artist, game designer, and writer. Yeah. Okay, he did Apples to Apples and Munchkin and all that. So he's a board game designer.
Munchkin, that's a great game.
I don't think I've ever played it.
Oh, shit, we're going to play that sometime.
Really?
It's great.
I don't think I've ever done it. Jack Guarneri?
I have no clue how you say that. I don't know. Alabama.
Yeah, me too. He's a pinball designer. Bill Adams, who is designed Tron, the arcade game Tron, Spy Hunter, Satan's Hollow, and a couple others. One of the big wigs for Bally and Midway back in the day. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there. I'm not sure if Billy and Joel's going to be there.
Joel's going to be there.
Joel is?
They have not said a word about Billy, and I figured that would be something that they advertise. So, but yeah, I've seen Joel confirmed.
Charlie Emery, who runs the The Spooky Pinball Podcast is going to be there, and Chris Johnston, who is the senior games producer for Adult Swim. That's okay. Kind of cool. He's responsible for Robot Unicorn Attack and Monsters Ate My Condo. There's also going to be a selection of bands playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
D&D Sluggers, The B-Team, Snoot, a wrestling event.
Yeah.
The Georgia Ghostbusters. I'm not sure if some of these people. The Georgia Ghostbusters, that's cool enough for me. Joel West, there he is. I do not see.
There's no Billy or Walter confirmed.
No.
I have a feeling they were going to come. They'd be plastered all over this site, so.
Oh, yeah.
But that's cool. Joel's a really great guy.
Yeah.
Nice to get a one-on-one interview with him.
Oh, yeah.
Down in person.
I'm going to try to talk Joel into coming down and staying the night and beating the record. They got a Berserk machine at Pints and Pixels now.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
And I thought about, well, I told Emerald the other night, I was like, I would almost pay for him a hotel room and gas to come down here and just do that and let us watch him do it.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
It would.
But the Skycursor team's going to be there.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. Quite a many people. I'm very unfamiliar with a lot of them. Please forgive me, but you can check it out.
We're hip and happening, but we're not that hip and happening.
Yeah, not at all. That's just that's some of the guests that's going to be there. So if you get any questions for any of these people, do a little research, find out something about them, let us know. We'll try to get it asked for you and get it recorded and get it put on the air and all that such.
If you got any tough questions, we'd like them too.
Brandon, will you hand me that bowl? It's hot. Oh, is it? I'm getting food right now.
I can handle hot. I ain't that bad. I take hotter showers than that.
Brandon handles like molten steel and such. He shits molten steel.
Thank you. When I get out of the shower, if my first layer of skin isn't peeling off, I feel fucked for the whole day.
See, Emma does that shit. She like bathes super hot, and I'm like, I'll take a cold shower.
I'll take saunas, you know.
But
if I'm not scalded with boiling hot water, I don't feel clean.
I had to get some.
Because I'm that dirty.
You old sexy dirty boy. But anywho.
Anywho indeed.
We had to take a small break. That's the road to Southern Fried Game Fest, though. Check it out. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Especially since it's going to be the first weekend I've had off in forever. I mean, I took a weekend off to move, but that wasn't really taking a weekend off.
Yeah, you're still working your ass off.
Yeah, I would have rather went to work.
Hell yeah.
So I guess we go on to the game of the week.
I guess so.
My game of the week. My game of the week is Super Godzilla. Yeah, this is a great rendition of the Godzilla theme. I can't say the same for the game, though.
Bummer.
I want to like it so bad. I mean, it grew on me some, but
still nothing like the first NES.
No. And a lot of the game just made me think, like, what the fuck were they thinking making this game?
I have tried playing this one before, and I could not get into it.
It is fucking difficult. And not just because it's a generally hard game. It's just obtuse. It's just hard to understand.
I don't like the camera view part thing where it's Godzilla walking through the buildings, which you'll get to.
Yeah, super good. I'm going to turn that down just a hair. There we go. That'll work. Nice. Anyways, it's released in 1994 on the SNES by Advanced Communication Technology. This is when Toho stopped developing their games and started farming it out to people. And, like I said, this game is mostly awful, even though it did start to grow on me some. The main gameplay is you're controlling Godzilla, and it kind of takes place in the 90s Godzilla movie era, and this that series of the Godzilla movies, they could telepathically kind of guide Godzilla.
And, yeah.
That's what you're doing in this game. Like, you see some of the faces and characters.
Uh-oh.
You ain't got to loop it. It's cool.
Okay.
But let them hear it. See some of the faces and, from the characters in the movie, and they did a decent job of, like, rendering that in pixel form. You can see who they are. And the same with all the monsters and stuff. When you see them, they're pretty good sprites, really large, detailed sprites, especially for the SNES. But yeah, this game takes place in that storyline where you're telepathically controlling Godzilla. So you walk Godzilla around the cities and different landscapes. And basically, all the movement takes place on a grid. The lower half of your screen is a grid, and you see little icons for, like, buildings. Godzilla's a blue dot. Enemy creatures are red dots. You're
playing fucking Battleship?
Yeah. There'll be tanks and stuff, and they'll be displayed on there by little tank icons. There's also yellow items and blue items. The blue ones are energy power-ups, and energy and life is the same thing in this game. So, anytime you run Godzilla through a building or tanks attack him, he loses energy. And you can walk him over to one of those blue squares, and it fills him up with energy. And it takes for fucking ever. All the animations, when you walk him through the city, I guess I left out the part where the top half of the screen, it shows, like, Godzilla walking through
the city. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. So as you're moving across this grid, it shows Godzilla walking through the city and doing whatever it is he's doing. So if you run him into the building, you just have to sit there and wait on him to, like, just claw down this building in front of him. The energy power-ups are the worst. They take, like, a good 20, 30 seconds. And so if you walk him up to an energy power-up, there's no way to skip the animation or the little short film or whatever you want to call it. So you have to sit there and wait on the same old thing to happen over and over. It gets old pretty quick. It's kind of cool the first time, but then it wears you out. This game does have a little bit of English. When you're controlling Godzilla, moving him around, if you try to go out of bounds, one of the characters says, "This way goes out of the battle zone. We change his direction." There's a little bit of that here and there. It could be worse. But I'm personally a fan of English.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
The maps have tanks and mines scattered about, which doesn't make a damn lick of sense. Because, I don't know, maybe there's reasons for it that I'm not aware of, but they're using Godzilla as a weapon to fight all these other monsters. Why are they also shooting their own weapon with a tank?
Kamikaze?
I don't know. I don't understand, because the antagonists of this are aliens. So I'm like, that's not the aliens' tanks, that's Earth's tanks. The Earth is using Godzilla to fight Ghidorah and all these monsters. Why are they shooting our own monster? They should be shooting the other monsters, you know? I don't fucking understand. But whatever. It is what it is. you can press the R button, and not only it changes your grid display to show you, like, the overworld map kind of thing, which is not really an overworld so much as it is another grid that the smaller grid, the other grid, is superimposed upon. So each grid takes up half of your screen, and that's, like, segment 1A. And then to your right, segment 1B. Then above that will be segment 2B. And then to the left above that is 2A. And it goes like that. And you'll see, like, your blue dot might be in 1B. And the pink dot, which is the enemy monster for the level, might be in 2A, so you got to kind of go up and to the left and things like that. You kind of can tell where they are. It's still very obtuse and just bad design. The first level, I've only played through two levels of this game, and it was difficult to figure out all the things to do that. The first level, you just got to take out King Ghidorah. If you pick up enough power-ups, you can do it without a whole lot of trouble once you understand the combat mechanics. The power-ups are just little one-off items you can use during combat, which I'll talk about in a second. And you can hold four of them at a time. Now, the combat is really, really fucked. It goes from the grid-style overlay to a side view, almost like a fighter type of view. Except it's not really a fighting game. You control Godzilla. You can go left and right. You can kind of block, which I don't think does anything. I tried blocking attacks, and it did nothing.
Like little Harrier jets and shit will fly by and bomb you and stuff like that, won't they?
Uh-uh.
I might not ever made it that far.
It's just you and the other monster. And you can go left and right. You can punch. You can use items. And you can hold down, which shows Godzilla doing a blocking animation. But as far as my test ran, it did not save me any damage. So I don't understand the point of it. So you can go left and right. The further... it's hard to explain this because it's really hard for me to fucking understand it. But the enemy monster is going to go left and right too. And he's going to be fucking spamming attacks on you. And you can't block any of them. You can't stop him from doing it. The only thing you can do is try to act defensive and try to kill him. And the only move you got that you actually do with a button is punch. You run up to him and punch. And when you punch him, you have to run backwards, and you'll see a special attack icon pop up on your bottom screen. And the further back you go, the more powerful attacks you can get. Which is, so if you go, you're on the left side of the screen. If you run all the way to the right side of the screen, hit Ghidorah in the cock and run all the way back to the left side of the screen without him hitting you with an attack, you can hit him with like a good breath weapon or something. It's really fucked the way that is. And there's also a little they call it a fighting spirit gauge at the bottom that shows Godzilla's and the enemies. The enemies will just randomly peek out and you know he's about to fuck your shit up. Yours, I never could really manage it to get real high, but apparently you get it high by punching them and then retreating. That's not how fucking Godzilla fights. I don't understand, but that's how it is in this game. So all your fights consist of running up and cock-knocking the enemy, then running backwards and getting off special attack.
Sounds like a real badass to me.
And all the special attacks, both yours and the enemies, you can't skip the animation. And they're cool at first because they use the higher detailed sprites and stuff, but...
Once you see him for the 50th fucking
exactly,
time.
Exactly. And man, alright, the first level's Ghidorah. He, once figured out, wasn't too bad. The second level had UFOs, which were a common enemy. Like, you'd randomly encounter UFOs. And they weren't hard. You run up and punch them. You run back, you hit them with a breath weapon. They die instantly. There's a mother UFO, too, that's a mini-boss. Takes, like, two breath weapons. You kill him. Then you fight Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla is a cocksucker. I barely beat him. I only had a few life left after popping off all my life replenishing items and stuff. One of the biggest reasons is he has a spam attack where he just almost blinks back and forth between the left side and the right side and just cotton knocks you constantly over and over. So if you do manage to get all the way to him to punch him, he might pull that shit off, send you all the way back to the left side of the screen, so you start over. And he can do that unlimited amount of time, so you're just at the mercy of the AI there. Because you can't, you can't punch him at the right time to maybe counterattack him or anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. Blocking it doesn't help. You can't punch him and get out of it. If you punch him at the same time that they start a special attack, their special attack takes priority, so your punch doesn't do shit. And plus with Mechagodzilla, you can't use your breath weapon against him because he reflects it on him. So you just got to wear him down with headbutts and tail whips. Supposedly you can use a super breath attack, but I never could get that pull off. And I don't I couldn't see from what I've seen online, there's no like difference in the symbol between the normal breath attack and the super breath attack. So it's just like a gamble. I don't know. This is either going to reflect on me and suck, or it's going to fuck his day up. More than likely, it's going to reflect on me, so I'm just going to headbutt him and tail whip him. So yeah, I wore him like down like that, and I mean that's been my experience with Super Godzilla. I really wanted to enjoy it, to like it, because maybe I thought it was like, hey, I talked about Godzilla 2 a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know, a lot of people don't like this game, but they didn't understand it. This game, there's not much to I'm not gonna say there's not much to understand. There's a lot to try and understand, but the game's so fucking obtuse, and it's just a bad game.
Poorly designed overall.
Poorly designed, because there's nothing about the game that's fun. Once you understood Godzilla 2, the strategy and stuff was fun. Once you understand Super Godzilla, it's just not fun. Because of the erratic AI and the way you can't do anything about their attacks. You're just at the mercy of it.
That sucks, because that's so fucking unfair.
Yeah.
You know, that just kind of takes out the element. If you are a good player, you know, that just kind of...
The only thing you can do is wisely ration your items, that your power-ups that you can get. Because, there's some of them that fully restore your life. So if you wait to the last fucking second to use that, you basically double your health pool. Then there's one that supposedly raises your fighting spirit, which I saw no fucking difference in. There's also smaller life ups that kind of keep you in the game. They're about two attacks worth of damage, so I guess it's okay to get. For the most part, though, unless you're just a super big fan of of Godzilla, stay away from Super Godzilla. There's no, if you don't like Godzilla, you're gonna find zero redemption in this game. There's nothing to pull you into it. So, Super Godzilla.
Stay far, avoid like the plague.
Yeah.
Nice. The game I want to talk about is short and sweet. There's not a shit ton of detail to it, but I found myself playing it for about 3 hours the other day and wanting to throw my controller. It's a port. I have been playing the TurboGrafx-16 version of Pac-Land. And
very nice, very nice. No!
That sucks a bag of dicks.
Yep.
Your fault has fallen. But, sorry, Brandon just dropped his fork. I thought maybe somehow telepathically I could have picked it up. Pac-Land, though, is a game that came out in 1984 by Bally Midway. It's, that was the music from Pac-Land, by the way. It's one of the entries into the Pac-Man series, but it is a side-scrolling game featuring Pac-Man. And it plays a lot like Bit Trip Runner, if you've ever played that game.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly running to the left or right. I have played this on arcade before, and I do not remember on arcade with the controller. I don't know if it was two buttons and a joystick or what, but on the TurboGrafx, button one moves Pac-Man left, button two moves him right. You hold it down to make him run, and the up button jumps. So you have to navigate Pac-Man through 8 trips, is what they're called, across these landscapes. And what you do is you carry this little fairy under your hat that the ghosts want to eat. To like the fairy godmother, I guess. But you have 8 different trips. And on the way there, you control Pac-Man. You dodge ghosts driving cars. They'll be in their little automobiles trying to run you over. They'll be just randomly floating around. There's a purple ghost that stands behind you that's ever-present, ever-moving forward. So it kind of keeps you at a certain pace going forward. And then there's ghosts and airplanes that'll fly by and drop miniature ghost versions of themselves on you, which is really weird.
It's like having people fly above you and planes drop babies on you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're doing. At least they're already ghosts.
Yeah.
So, can't kill it twice, but they do this. And there's certain obstacles later on. There's like these little castle levels where you have multi-tiers and you have to get a key to unlock these little gates to progress. I mean, it's not really hard to find a key or anything. It's pretty easy, but there's little obstacles such as fire hydrants that'll shoot water. And if the water hits you, it carries you all the way back to the left of the screen. And then there's water that pops up out of the ground like in other video games, but instead of being able to jump on it and wade on it, like, it grabs you and pulls you down underwater.
Nice.
It's like a sticky water arm or some shit. There's quicksand traps and all that. You're able to jump on these little platforms, like these little springboards. You can jump and tap the buttons back and forth, the left and right buttons, really fast, and it makes him kind of like coast and float in the air. And you can clear like real large gaps doing that. Well, you take this fairy across these levels, and at the end of the level, she gives you shoes that allow Pac-Man to just like continuously jump upward. And you have to navigate then from right to left back to your house, dodging the ghosts. And usually there's a shit ton more ghosts. But it's, and a lot of it's all up in the air. You'll have to clear like a big thing of water, but you'll have like three or four airplanes flying at the same time. Shit. And you can use that jump, but you can bounce off the top of the ghosts and stuff. So you can, shit, you can do all that to get, make your way back. You can actually find power pellets hidden throughout level two that turns all the ghosts purple and allows you to, you know, rack up some points. And it does the same scoring system as Pac-Man. I think it's like 200, 400, 800, 1600, and so on and so on. Okay, I just corrected what I said. The arcade cabinet version of this game was unique in the fact that instead of a joystick, it had six plastic buttons. Three for each player, although two players will alternate turns in two players. Two buttons move Pac-Man left and right, while the third made him jump. So, that's right.
There's nothing I hate more than using buttons for directions.
The Famicom version controls just like the Turbo version does, too, it says.
I might not have been that way if it wasn't for Tubin.
Oh, I hate Tubin. I can't stand that game. I cannot stand it.
Pac-Land is the most horrible level on Super Smash Bros. Wii U. I fucking hate that level. Because it's constantly moving like a game.
I just, I'm kind of to the point where I kind of hate Smash Bros.
I can get in it every now and then.
I like it, but I'm just not good at it.
I'm not good at it either, but I play with children, so yeah. I'm like the best player.
Well, see, you can't get mad and like throw yourself down a flight of steps because of your kids. Like,
yeah.
I don't have kids, so I can't get mad at them. I just have to get mad at myself and start yelling at myself.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Fuck you. God damn. Fuck. But, I mean, there's not much really to say about Pac-Land. It's left to right, and all you do is dodge ghosts the entire fucking time.
For one of the 2 million Goofy Pac-Man spinoffs, how would you rate it?
Personally, I like it. I do enjoy it. I would say, like, if I had to pick my top five Pac-Man game of all times, it would be Miss Pac-Man, Pac-Man with Speed Up Pac, Pac-Man DX, Pac-Land. And
should have a battle royale in there.
Yeah, fifth battle royale, probably round out fifth.
You know, since I mentioned my arcade earlier, and now we're talking about that, there's no battle royale ROM dump at all yet. No one's released one yet. I really want one. There's the shitty PC version, PC/360 version.
Yeah,
and it has a big ass shitty bezel around it. So like your game,
you're gonna have a bezel within a bezel.
Yeah, actual gameplay area is going to be really limited. But someone's made a... supposedly it works almost just like the game, but it's a...
clone?
Yeah. It's a clone that's open source, so you can replace all the graphics. Called Banana Royale. So I'm planning on, once I get this up and running, looking into that, seeing if I can make a damn near perfect clone of the game by replacing all the graphics with true Pac-Man graphics.
That would be amazing.
Because he couldn't distribute that legally, you know. Namco would be all up on his nutsack. But by making it his own thing, that's just like Pac-Man Battle Royale, he can do that. So
that's
I'm gonna look into that, because I would love to have Pac-Man Battle Royale on my arcade.
I really hope they have that back this year at Southern Tribe, because I do plan on spending some time on this one, because that was, unfortunately, we've seen it, but we didn't get to really spend any time on that machine until like the last day.
Yeah. We got our ladies, so maybe the four of us would get on that thing.
Yeah.
No, Jamie likes that game, because even the shitty PC version I had, we played that for a while at the house on Xbox controllers.
I'm going to be one of those douchers this year. Me and Emma's going to do some...
The tag teaming?
Tag teaming on pinball. Everybody else does it. Yeah. Why not?
Yep.
I mean, we got to use them for something.
At the same time, like, there's so many games there. Like, I didn't want to spend that much time on one game.
Yeah. I'm eager to see what all new stuff... I know they're going to have that Sky Cursor on hand to check out, and a couple others. I'm thinking about entering the
tournament.
It's free. It's free one ball tournament.
Yeah, but you get to play it.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, I suck so much shit. I told Emerald I need to take a trip up to Pine Some Pixels the next few weeks and just play some pinball just to kind of...
I'm sure there's some pinheads up there that'll give you some tips.
That'd be cool.
Like, I'm a arcade peasant. Give me some tips, you old pinball wizard.
They might just be like, ha, 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 fuck you. And just like, fucking... pull their Dio shirt down tighter and just storm off away from you. Fuckers. I guess that's it on my random game, too. I guess it's your time to have the spotlight.
Yeah, it's time to get a little hot and steamy. Sounds awful familiar.
Mm-hmm. It does. Sounds like another company.
Like hard-on manufacturers or something.
Yeah, I think the name of the company was Erection Warehouse. Something like that.
Erection Emporium.
We have all your erect needs.
Tonight's hot and steamy is Skydrift. You ever seen Skydrift?
I don't think so.
When I was looking through my games to play, I was like, surely I've talked about this fucking game before. Apparently I haven't. So now I'm talking about this game. Skydrift, it has mixed reviews, but I give it a solid thumbs up. It's basically Hydro Thunder with planes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was made in 2011 by Digital Reality. Came out on the PS3, the 360, and the PC. It's real fast-paced plane racing, and you got all kinds of different planes. You know, ranging from the old school propeller planes to newer, cooler looking planes. But they all go about the same speed regardless. Like Hydro Thunder, you've got your nitro, you get weapons and power ups, and they're upgradable too, similar to Diddy Kong Racing, where if you get like two or three of the same weapon, it upgrades it each time.
So
like if you got a missile, getting it the second time might turn it into a homing missile, and the third time turns it into like a whole volley of missiles.
That's awesome.
The controls are really smooth. I really love the controls in the game. With the Xbox 360 pad, your left analog stick controls your general flight direction, left, right, up, and down, but your right analog stick controls your, I guess it's, you call that your yaw? I call it
your yaw.
So, like, if you turn your right analog stick to the left, your plane tilts to the left where you're up completely, perpendicular to the ground.
Yeah.
So you're just like a knife blade flying through there, and you can do left and right that way, and you can even do some, like, barrel roll tricks with it. I'm not too great doing that, but you can. And doing all that kind of shit, like hugging the ground, making tight turns and
get
stuff.
Get points.
You get points and more nitro, so the cooler... or the better you are at doing like cool shit, the more speed boosts you get.
Nice.
One of the big tick against this is there's no local multiplayer. This would be such a great game to sit down with at least one other person, split screen. But four players would be sweet too. just sat down with them, just play it like Hydro Thunder. That's, you know, one of my favorite things about Hydro Thunder on the consoles is local multiplayer.
Yeah.
In most racing games like that, that's my favorite thing to do. It's only got 8 planes a total, which isn't a huge deal to me. So I'm to the point in my gaming life that I really don't care that much about unlockables and shit anymore.
Yeah.
I just want to play the game and, you know, so I can go beat my meat and go to bed. You can play it on the online multiplayer, though, is up to 8 people, so you can have 8 person races. There's not many courses in the game. I couldn't give you a number. But playing through the campaign, I did see the same courses a lot. But it's not, you know, again, it's not a huge deal. The game looks really good visually. There's a lot of use of blur in it. If, you know, that just makes the sense of speed a lot more.
Yeah.
Like Fast Racing Neo is kind of the same on Wii U. Just all the blur and this sense of going really fucking fast around curves and stuff. So overall, I mean, I'm not going too deep into it. I'm going to say Skydrift is hot and steamy.
Nice.
Check it out. You can get it pretty cheap.
It's not going to get real deep in
it. I remember, I bought a 4-pack one time years ago for like $3 or $4 during the sale. So you can get this game cheap as shit.
I bought, Alien vs. Predator on Steam sale the other day.
Nice.
I've only played like 1 level of it, so I'll probably be talking about it come next week.
You know, once my arcade gets up and running, we may have to do little flip swaps. I'll do an arcade Archon, and you can do Hot and Steamy.
That'd be cool. Yeah, we're actually able to do that now. So.
Yeah.
My, all the tables have turned.
You got the PC. I'm about to have the main.
Very nice.
We need to get to our question of the week.
Our
mislabeled
time.
Question of the week. No one noticed that, though, so it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. You want to pull it up?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I only got the one from our main page. Do you have any entries on your share?
I don't know. I got to look. Go ahead and read yours off, and I'll look mine up.
Mike McDaniel said, a Mario Maker type feature for retro Castlevania, Metroid, and Zelda, which, yeah, I could get down on that. It'd be pretty sweet. Jonathan Bailey said, I'd love to play a Zelda game that has a Mass Effect style conversation system with multiple endings.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'd probably really like that.
Yeah. A little more. Zelda, even though, like, A Link to the Past and A Link Between Worlds and a couple others, they had in the first Zelda, they were less linear in their dungeons. Like, you could just kind of go tackle different dungeons in different orders. Zelda, for the most part, is kind of a linear game, especially the story. Regardless of how you tackle the dungeons, the story is linear. You do whatever you got to do, and there's no choices, really. So that'd be cool. That'd be a good way to develop the series versus fucking Linkle. You know?
Oh, god damn it.
That's not adding shit to the series.
I'm not getting off into that.
Not getting off in them weeds.
I'm not getting off in nothing. I'm spitting dust.
We got a couple call-in answers.
We do have a couple
One for answers. Last week's question, one for this week's question. Go ahead and fire off this week's question.
This week's question was, did Jason answer this
yep.
week's? Okay. My cousin and drinking buddy and friend, Jason Allen, gave us a call to answer.
Hey, Lyle, how goes it? My name is Jason Wayne Allen. You might remember me from such times as getting drunk together and the orgy party at Matt's. Anyway,
I do remember that.
I would like to say, shit, I almost forgot the question. Oh, like something that should be added to a popular video game franchise. Well, Battletoads should be updated. It should totally be updated and be NES hard. Like NES hard, not Sega, because, I mean, the Sega one is fun, and the music is good, the graphics are great, but they left stuff out to make it easier, and even the Famicom version did that too, but I heard Rash makes an appearance in Killer Instinct or whatever, in the updated Killer Instinct, so that's cool, but they should make a, like, Xbox version of, you know, Battletoads, like a true blue Battletoads, it would be cool. Anyway, I love you, dude, and much luck with the podcast, and I you guys rule for doing this. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jason.
I'm going to start Who using knows? That term, NES hard. Oh, yeah, baby. That makes me NES hard.
I'm sure Emerald would like that. You know, trying to be sexy and Holland's like, I'm hard. NES hard. I'm fucking Battle Tunnel Battletoads hard.
I'm going for the high score tonight, baby. One.
I'm going to break that speed run record. I agree with you 120% there, Jason.
We had a call answering last week's question, which, because our recording schedule got goofed up, we probably could have played this in time last week, so I apologize, Bill. But last week's...
It's your fault. It's your fault, Brandon.
For those who don't remember, last week's question was, what video game franchise would you like to see kill off and why?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Bill. In response to the question of what series I feel needs to stop, it would definitely be Call of Duty. They're all the same in the long run. The last
I agree with him, too.
Call of Duty 3 on Xbox 360.
I agree there,
but
too.
But having said that, just out of curiosity, if you guys also have either tried Eternal Darkness or Geist Jet, both of which are on GameCube, let me know what you think about them. All right? Peace.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yes, thank you.
I toiled around with emulating Eternal Darkness a little bit, and I didn't get very far in it, partially because I've been fucking swamped lately, and also because it's an emulator, and I don't know, I guess since I've gotten back into this, like, emulating just isn't quite as good, you know? Especially for GameCube, like, emulating GameCube games with a 360 gamepad, it's kind of, ugh.
It's just not the
you
same.
You need that GameCube gamepad. But yeah, Eternal Darkness seems like pretty darn cool.
It's action. One I've had on a list to play for a few years now, and I've still never.
I've noticed a lot of Lovecraftian influence in it. There's a lot of that, Lovecraftian horror in it.
Aren't there two Eternal Darknesses?
I think there is, and I think it. I know the first one. I looked it up on eBay when I was looking at getting a physical copy. It's like $30 or something.
I think two's like more of a $50 to $100 game, possibly.
Yeah, I believe so. Don't quote me on that. Because Eternal Darkness seemed like it's up my alley. Really, really esteemed in mystery and Lovecraftian horror. I can really get into that stuff.
That's kind of gothic horror.
Yeah, that's why I like The Secret World so much. I haven't got around to playing Geist yet, but I will. We've talked to Bill a few times on Facebook, and seemed like a pretty wild game too, where I believe you take the role as a ghost and you haunt people. Seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, that's an interesting premise. The rest of you should give us a call. 682-777 good. Do you want to?
You want to do that? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Yeah. Then we'll announce winners and come up with a question.
We'll let you know. We'll play this while we discuss winner.
682-777 good. Down the number, you know you should. Leave us a message and all the kids us one. Ooh, 682-777 good. Yeah.
Well, we have.
We have two winners.
We have two winners this week.
Because we like them calls so much.
We do enjoy the calls. We set that number up for a very special reason, and we enjoy it when you utilize it. So, Bill and Jason, you two are the winners of this week's Lame Game Giveaway.
Yeah. Congrats, guys. We're going to send a turd in your mailbox.
Indeed. If you could, well, shit, by the time you get this, I've already notified you, but we're going to notify y'all, get your addresses, and we're going to mail you some crispy games.
Let's see, I know Bill does the Genesis. I'm pretty sure he has the Genesis. David Robinson, Supreme Court. Yeah, it's a Supreme Turd, so I'll send you that one, Bill.
I don't know if, Jason, I don't know if you got a PlayStation or not, but if you do have a PlayStation, I'm going to send you Bravo Air Raid by THQ. And if you don't have a PlayStation, I do know you have an NES. I'm going to send you codename Viper.
Sweet.
So either way, you got a steaming good piece of shit on its way to you. So congratulations, Jason and Bill.
Yep.
We need to come up with a question.
We do need to come up
with
a question.
For this week.
I'm going to give her the old pause because this is going to take a second. My brain doesn't work today.
Oh, already? Well, that was quick and easy.
Yep.
Me
just
and Brandon.
Like my sex life.
Speed run, baby.
I'm going to go cry.
I'll join you. But anywho, our question stems from the fact me and Brandon are both collectors. We know a bunch of you are collectors. And
gamers.
And gamers and everything else. And we know there's things that piss you off because there's a shit ton of stuff that makes us fucking irate.
Oh, yes.
So that proposes this week's
makes us fucking crazy, man. It's fucking crazy.
What is your biggest annoyance in the gaming community? Period. That encompasses everything.
Gaming, collecting.
It can be gaming, collecting, a gamer, a reseller, anything. What is your biggest annoyance? What makes you want to fucking buy that Schlossberg 500? Just out of sheer fucking frustration.
Yeah.
But hit us up and we'll have something good for you.
We'll have another
game.
I
say something good. You're getting a free game, so that's good. It may not be the best game, but it's a free one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make sure it's the lamest of games.
So, hit it up.
Yep, and as you all know, giving the calls is going to boost your chances. Like the calls.
Yeah, we do like the calls. It don't take nothing to pick the phone up. It's free. We're not hassling you for money.
Yep.
We're not going to tell you your future. We're not going to try to sell you some lady who's going to suck your balls through the phone.
I mean, we can, but
or
we won't.
Slap your muff, whatever it is. You know, if you don't know what bathroom you're going into, we don't know what you're peeing out of.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense somewhere.
I guess so. I kind of worked myself into a fucking corner there.
It's okay.
Anywho, check us out at goodoldgamers.com. Our Facebook post, our page. God damn, dude, I'm so off point tonight.
Me too. We're fucked today.
Good Old Gamers Podcast. We're on Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes.
Google Play.
Google
subscribe.
Play, number one on Google Play, son.
Number one, son. Number one,
the number one,
yeah, help us keep that going.
Please. We're really appreciative of it, and help us keep on top, because that was a bright little ray in my world of infinite sorrow.
Yeah. Yep, I was very surprised. I searched Google Play for Retro Gaming Podcast, and they were number one.
Nice. Help us keep it that way, though.
Yep.
YouTube, we got stuff on there. We got more stuff coming. All that shit.
Yep.
Y'all are familiar with it by now.
And don't forget, if you got any questions for any of the people at Southern Fried, send them to us. Yep. If you're going to be at Southern Fried, we'd love to meet you.
Yeah, let us know. As long as you're not, like, showing up to murder us or anything. Like,
I mean,
even if you are, hell, we'll meet you.
Give me a heads up so I can up that life insurance policy.
Yeah. We got loved ones to leave behind.
Yep.
But yeah, we'd love to hang out, talk, chat, bullshit. Play some games. Love to. We'll be there. You got Sarah consoles on display. You can actually meet and greet the good old gamers. Holy shit. Yeah, we're just as fat in real life as we are in pictures, I promise.
And we're going to be way drunker.
Yes.
I'm unleashing my inner Jim Leahy when we go. If allowed, I'm going to walk around with a bottle of liquor, and I'm just going to get hammered and play games.
I plan on being a pretty thoughtful bastard the entire time I'm there.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm quite looking forward to it.
But get those questions in, and I guess that's it.
That's right? It.
Cool. Well, until next week. This is us saying game over, man.
Game over.
Need you. They look up to you.